Welcome to Highway Diary. I'm your host, Eric Hollerbach. With me, Alex Nicholas.
Hey.
One of the illustrious hosts of the Stress Factory New Brunswick Wednesday open mic.
Yes.
Him and Gordy.
Illustrious. And illustrious is very considerate.
I appreciate you doing this, you know? You know, every now and then you get on a big show, and you know what I mean? Hey, it's all about being nice to people.
Yeah, man. You know, yeah. I'm trying to be a good person.
But it's like, I used to live in Los Angeles, you know what I mean? And I realized early, like, oh, it's a really good idea to be nice to everybody because...
Yeah, but it's hard when certain people you shouldn't be nice to them, and you know it. You know what I mean? Like, the dude that's just setting himself up, and you want to say something so bad, and you're like, nah.
But why don't you? Because they have power?
Nah, I wouldn't even say power dynamic. I would just... I know that, like, this... Yeah, you know, comedy hard, man.
Yeah,
comedy's hard. So I already can do the math, and then we'll be like, oh, man, this dude's probably going to quit, or somebody else is going to be mean.
Right, everybody's
going to be mean to this dude. Why should I? You know what I mean? Like, I'm not going to make this dude's life harder. Like,
yeah.
If he's cool, he's cool. But, like, on the opposite end of things, I met dudes that are very good, but they're also dicks. So
yeah,
it's like, and then, yeah, that's when it's weird, when it's a power dynamic.
Like,
I don't know. I think... trying to fight dead air, sorry. I would say, dude, I don't know. Like, I try to just treat everybody like how I'd want them to treat me. You know what I mean? Like, you should give everybody a chance. You shouldn't, like, look at a dude and then just be like, nah, this dude's whack. Like,
right.
A lot of dudes hate, man.
Yeah.
Comics are like girls.
Well, it also might be like jealousy, like, oh, that person did so good, you know, I gotta go after them, you know, and then it starts being this weird competition instead of like, hey, man, ride the wave. If they're laughing, if everything's cool, you know what I mean?
Yeah,
some
man.
Some people take it personal, or if they do jokes that the comic doesn't like, but it's getting laughs, they go, oh, that's hacky, or that's... you know, chauvinistic, or that's misogynistic, and it's like, man, it's getting laughs, you know, so maybe they're saying something.
Dude, funny's funny, bro. It's just like, you know what I mean? And not everybody finds the same thing funny. Like, it's kind of like in baseball. There's not one dude that's hit every ball that's come at him, you know what I mean? Yeah. So at that point, it's just a numbers game. Like, who's more accurate? But, like, I don't know. Like, I think stuff is hack, I would say, if I've hung out with the person outside of comedy, and then see what they're doing, and I'm like, that's not you.
Or like, you're funnier off stage than you are on.
Yeah.
Or they're killing on stage and they're annoying off stage.
That might be the worst.
When you respect them as a comic because they're good, but then they're
insufferable. Man. Like, it's strange in that regard because you're seeing the murder, but you know, like, you're like, I don't know.
Be rude to Cassie, the waitress. You know, I saw you, like, throw a drink at somebody, and then you're funny. Like, fuck you, man.
Dude, that's what I'm saying. Like, I've seen dudes be dicks, bro.
Yeah.
Like, act like divas, like they're prince. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? And it's like, you got a couple credits, but, bro, listen, like, there's a lot of dudes that aren't far off from you.
Yeah.
All they need is the right dude to find them. Like, I think that that's the one important thing that a lot of people forget is that there's a dude as good or better than you that nobody knows about.
You know what I always think about is, like, you know, business models and stuff, you know? And I was at the University of New Orleans. I got my master in screenwriting, and one of the classes I took was nonfiction writing. So we're writing 10-page stories. They could be, like, journalistic essays. Mm-hmm. They could be very scientific, or they could just be about your mom, but it had to be nonfiction, right? And, like, some of the stuff I read in Randy Bates' class, I was like, wow, this is good as fuck. I wonder if I'll be the only one who knows how good this is, because I wonder if this person will ever package their material in a way that, like, becomes
able
as
to
successful.
Be consumed. Yeah, right? Yeah, easily. And I think that's the fight that a lot of purists have, where there's a lot of great dudes that are amazing at what they do, but they could give a fuck less whether you're able to digest it on the outside looking in. You know what I mean?
Like, no. What do you mean by digest? Like, like, it's put in a medium that...
Exactly. Put in a medium. Yeah, there's a lot of people that don't... That, like, even me, per se, I'm still fighting with the thought of using social media as a tool to market myself, right? Because...
Right.
how I came up, I had this idea of coming at it an old school fundamental way, which was I want to be a fundamentally sound comic first and have my peers respect me, mm-hmm. and then move on from there. And I would say that I feel like I'm at a point where it's like, yeah, I, you know, my peers are, know I'm funny, mm-hmm. and I've always had this ill fucking energy towards social media. I think it's really yeah. strange having a camera in your face, like, what's up, Instagram?
It's like, it's
your boy.
You know, I'm not a complete fucking narcissist cunt, so why would yeah. I do that every morning?
Yeah, it's your boy.
Oh, I'm just vlogging over my eggs. You know, everyone eats eggs. What are you doing? What are you doing?
I think it's that, and I think it's also, I see that that formula works for a lot of people in a sense of there's dudes that are able to slip through the cracks and kind of just use comedy as a check.
Yeah.
Whereas, like, this is
there's
something.
There's some comics that are comics. It's like there's some.
Exactly.
There's some fighters that are athletes, and then there's some fighters that want to kill you. Like, there's some fighters that are murderers. You
exactly.
know?
And I think you're on either side of comedy, where it's you're a comedian and this is your shit. You know what I mean? Like, these aren't jokes and material I'm crafting. This is my fucking life's analogy, right?
Yeah, yeah,
so.
Yeah.
There's people like that, and then there's people just like, man, I got fucking 300,000 followers, and I could put asses in seats. This club will let me do it. You know what I mean?
And like, then there's, like, all these Vine stars that, like, get booked at comedy clubs and then bomb. And yeah. you're like, well, yeah, Vine is 4 seconds. What are you talking about?
They don't know.
To do an hour?
People don't understand how long 60 seconds is.
Yeah.
Let alone 60 minutes.
And some people like bitch about like 3 minutes, but it's like, okay, they give you 3 minutes here. Some places they give you five, but it's like, I've seen some 5 minute sets that were over in 70 seconds. You know? Whether or not juicing. The comic knew it.
Yeah, bro. It's like, yo, like, you can only wring out that towel so much and get something
oh
out of
God.
It. Like,
yeah, yeah, yeah.
And I didn't want to be that guy. But I think that playing the social media game, I think, to me, always seemed like I was putting myself in that sort of box.
Yeah.
With those people.
Right.
And it's not necessarily a bad thing, because if you really are good, then you're going to stand out way more. But, like, it's a weird thing. Like, because comedy is almost like... Like, to me, comedy will always be, like, how, like, hip-hop was in, like, the 90s. Like, golden age era hip-hop, where it was, like, yo, there was dudes that were cool rappers, but they weren't true to themselves, and it showed. Mm. And nobody really wanted to work with them. Mm. Why? Because, yo, this dude's a fraud. You know what
right,
I mean?
Right, they're putting on a performance instead of being, like...
Exactly. So, that my whole thing was, I wanted this shit to just be honest, and I feel like the way you're supposed to come up, honest, like... Mm. Yo, get up a million times until you fucking run into that dude that wants to change your fucking life. Like, it's a dumb thing to think about, but it's like, yeah, now we got technology. I had to really sit myself down and be like, fuck, I'm kind of an idiot for having this tool and just completely ignoring it.
Right.
You know what I mean? Because there's a way to, I think, market yourself without pouring yourself out.
Yeah. So, like, yeah, so you're just kind of struggling, like, oh, man, if I'm on a 5-year plan to, like, get paid and get everything I want from this business and this life, like, what's the angle? What do you have to do? You got to sell your soul to Instagram? You know, is that what it is?
That's one, like, I look at my screen time, like Instagram gives me like, the window screens, and it's like, I think my screen time for the week was, like, 2 hours or something. Yeah. Like, I'm not on that much, dude. Like, I scroll through, that's cool, blah, blah, blah. Once I start to get tired of it, I kind of leave it alone.
Yeah.
I got shit to do. You know what I mean? Yeah. Whether it's working behind a bar or writing to go tell jokes later, like, whatever. Mm-hmm. But, like, I hear these dudes talking about they had 7-8 hour Instagram days. Quit my job and just started marketing on myself on Instagram, figuring this shit out. The algorithm. The quote-unquote, I don't know what the fuck that is. I don't think anybody... We talked about this, I think, before. Nobody... I haven't come across one person that's looked at me and been like, what is this algorithm? Like, and we're all thinking it. I know we're all like, what do you mean?
But it's like, the AI super brain computer in the back that we worship and sacrifice flesh towards.
Bruh, I don't understand. Can like, I don't know how to do it. Like,
the most terrifying date I've ever been on. I went on a Tinder date one time. I don't know what I'm doing. But you scroll, you know. You click that. This girl's like, all right, let's go on a date. I was like, let's go to the Pig and Whistle, you know. And we go down there. And she shows me a schedule of the TV shows she watches. Okay? And it was like 9 a.m. Two and a Half Men, Season 4, Episode 2. Roseanne, Episode 1, Season 1. Like, and then I was like scrolling. I was like, this is all day, every day. What? This is all day, every day. So it's like, do you not, what is going on with your fucking life?
Where
do you have a trust fund and you just watch TV all day? Or like, I don't know how you live.
I'm not gonna lie. I think only a major traumatic experience can cause you to have the drive to check out that hard.
Right. But it was, yeah.
Because literally you're doing nothing.
You're like, you should be in a coma.
Yeah, bro, like, you're doing nothing. And instead, logging, not only, first of all, I can't remember the last time I watched Roseanne, ever. Like, the last time I had to go to a laundromat is probably the last time I saw Roseanne. But, like, she's cat. That's weird, dude.
But it was like,
what the fuck?
It wasn't a TV listing. That was the scary part. It wasn't like she showed me, like, TV listings. She made a graph. Like, she made a schedule. And I'm thinking, this is like an hour of admin a day. Like, you're going through, you know what I mean?
Oh, my God. Wait, how'd the date turn out, by the way? I
kind of made a political statement, and then she was like, I don't agree with that. And then I was like, okay, here's how I'm getting out of the date. I really care about this political thing until she goes away. So I was like, I think drugs should be legalized, you know? And she was like, I don't think so. There'd be drug addiction. And I'd be like, you know, just like making it out like I was a fucking cocaine dealer or whatever. And then she's like, oh, I'm out of here. You know?
Yeah. Oh, hey. Dude, you
so
got
then it's
out
like,
of...
well, you got to do what you got to do. Dude, go watch your TV.
That girl was about to have you fucking vision boarding and and also watching Roseanne.
Oh, my, she just wants somebody.
Was she hot?
I don't remember. It was a while ago.
Nah. Okay.
She was like probably a LA 6 or something.
That's an East Coast 8.
Yeah.
That's not bad, yeah, dude. Yeah, that's not bad.
Like, can I show you something? I was a little late. I was running here. Mm-hmm. I got a tick bite. Look at this. This is today.
What the fuck?
Buddy.
Where?
I was working. One of the things I do is I clean out houses with my dad, you know? And we went out to this... this house, and like a lake house, and it's like thick woods, and we just were moving some garbage bags around and doing this, and then I go home to take a shower, and I see this bullet right here.
What the fuck?
So tomorrow, hip? Yeah, right here, but it had a bullet scar. I'll show you when we get out, but
but you got it.
I got it out.
Yeah.
So I took it out and I put it in a Ziploc bag, and then I put like an index card behind it so you can see it.
Yeah.
You know
what
I'm saying? And then I. But I'm worried.
You got a steady hand.
I know. I'm like, I want to go to the stress factory. I got to do surgery on myself now. You know what I mean?
God.
So I took like these pliers, you know, and I grabbed the whole thing and pulled it out. And I got the head because then I went around with a needle and scraped and, you know, its head was not still in. So I got the whole thing out, which is good. But I'm worried that I squeezed it into myself like a tube of toothpaste. You know what I'm saying? Like, what if I accidentally squirted the lime juice into myself by grabbing... Because I grabbed the whole motherfucking... Got him? And I'm with, like, these thick pliers, and I'm wondering, could it have squirted into me?
I mean... yo, honestly, fuck. Yeah, like... I didn't even think about that angle, though. Yeah, because now, like, you might just have to, like, straight up cauterize yourself, like you...
Yeah. Like just, oh yeah.
He
like,
just got shot in a movie.
I gotta get tested tomorrow, and I was with this like kind of slut a couple of weeks ago.
Okay, there
and
you
we
go.
We have 2 dates, and she fucks me 2 times, and then she just runs back into the woods like a wild dog, right? And I was like, man, you know, I'm not going to get an STD test. I don't need an STD test. Like, my dick's a little itchy, but, you know, I also shave.
No.
You know what I mean? So I'm like, but, like, now I'm like, well, if I'm getting the Lyme test, then I should just get the horse.
Yeah, yeah.
Let me just get the slut test, too.
Do both.
Yeah.
Yeah, because the worst part is, I think when people, especially when people catch a fucking, when people catch an STD, dude, they never truly think about exactly, like, maybe the chain of events leading up. So everybody just goes, you gave me, when in all actuality, right. It's like, nah, this fucking slore gave it to me and I didn't know. I'm sorry. Like, yeah. You know what I mean? Now you're the dick. Like, yeah.
But I got tested.
I get tested every 6 months.
So this was the first person I've been with since I got all clean. I had a full, not one STD. So I got tested recently. Then I was with one dirty person. And then, now I'm not saying that, okay, lovely girl if she's listening. I also shaved down there, right?
Right.
So now the hairs are growing in, right? And it's itchy. So
like,
I'm going.
Like, just wait, straight, like, bald, like you're swimming? Or, like, you're just trimming?
I kept a nice mound here.
Okay.
But I just wanted it to be smooth. I wanted it to be, like, if she's sucking my dick, she's not.
Nothing on the shaft.
There's a hair in my mouth.
Yeah, nothing on the shaft.
So I'm thinking about her.
Right.
You know, I'm shaving it down. Just the pipe, you know?
Yeah, that's not, none bad.
So now the hair's grown back.
Right.
Right?
Like,
She's running back in the woods like a wild dog, right? Now I'm itchy, right? What happened first? You know?
I'm a chalk it up to hair follicles, but. And it's funny. I actually have I've never even told this. All right. So, what you're talking about exactly happened to me. It was like my first serious girlfriend. This is like when I was in college. And, you know, yeah, she was like, you know, she was a little slut, whatever. Like, you know, she was going through a hoe phase. She's fine now. She's cool. But,
yeah. I think I'm in my hoe phase right now, so
yeah,
you know, we all do it.
Yeah, but nah, yeah, she was going through a little hoe phase, but so found shit out, broke up, whatever. But I remember I shaved against the grain, I think, one time.
Yeah.
On the shaft, and that's the thing.
Now, where are you shaving now? I told you where
no,
I was.
No. I was just shaving shaft, too.
Keeping
up top.
Clean.
Yeah.
Right, right.
Like a Brooklyn fade. Like what I got, yeah. Bzz,
you put Snoop Dogg in that shit? Bzz.
Yeah, dude. One on the shaft, and then let it gradually go. You know what I mean? So, like, but here's the thing. I think every dude's going to fucking fuck with this, too. When you first shave your shaft, you don't know what direction the hair grows in on the shaft. You never do.
Right.
Right? So,
you
like.
You gotta really look and, like, comb it almost to.
Certain people gotta shave back to themselves. Certain people gotta go forward. Certain people gotta go sideways if you happen to have a cowlick on your dick.
Right? You ever shave your balls? Like, how impossible that is? Because you gotta, like, stretch it out to, like, get any action.
Dude, right? It's. Shaving my balls has to be top 2 scariest moments of my life.
Yeah.
Every time. And I still do it. Like, I look at shaving my, like, my balls like jury duty. Like, I know I gotta do it, and there's no way around it.
Yeah.
But, like, all I remember is I shaved the wrong way, and I got, like, the little ingrown hair bump. But this is right around the time I just found shit out. So I'm like, oh, no.
Right. So, is this a razor bump or a herpes sore? Yeah.
Don't know, right? So...
Go on WebMD.
Couple days, right? So I panic. I start squeezing it, trying to just get the hair out. I'm praying for a hair. Just look, even if a hair popped out and sucked back in, I wouldn't even try anymore. I'd be like, all right, ingrown hair.
Right.
I'm not seeing nothing.
Right. Are you using tweezers or just your 2 thumbs?
2 thumbs, right?
Okay,
just 2 thumbs on the shaft, right?
Man, did you pop it? Did pus come out?
Nothing came out. Nothing's coming out, right?
So it's just an empty chamber?
Yeah, it hurts. Dude, hurts so bad.
Wow.
Right? But I don't know. Like, this is how bad I wanted to get it out. I literally... So, shit's hurting. So, obviously,
your
dick is just fucking soft. But squeezing, trying to squeeze a soft dick off of a shaft, it doesn't work. So, you gotta get it hard. Yeah, this is the skin's tighter. You know what I mean? You can get to the root of the problem quicker, right? So about after about 30 minutes of halfway jerking off and then trying to do surgery on myself, I literally heard my mom come home, and this was just like, I went back to just being 7 years old. I was like, yo, I don't know what's going on with you. I look at this shit. Like,
and my How old were you?
I was like 20.
Yeah.
I was like 20. 19, like, turning 20.
Does it need a Band-Aid?
No, I was 20. And I remember I was like, this is what happened. Yo, I think I caught something. So my mom was like, well, you got to go to the doctor. I'm like, you got to look at this right now. She's like, you a grown man. I'm not looking at your dick. I'm like, look at the dick. Like, straight up, like,
mom.
Freaking out. go to a Medi-Merge, dude. And I'm sitting there, and the dude is looking at it. And he was like, he literally went, I've never seen anything like this. And he was like, we're going to swab it, and we're going to give you a blood test, actually. But he was like, yeah, it doesn't look like herpes, but it also doesn't look like an ingrown hair. He literally looked at it. He's like, I don't know what this is.
And then he's like squeezing it with his two thumbs.
He's like, does this hurt? And I was like, yeah. And he was like, does it hurt to pee? I'm like, no. He's like, do you have itching? I'm like, nah. So he's like, all right, we're going to test anyway. Gave him my number. Boom. He's like, call back in about 3-4 days. I gave it 5. I'm going nuts this whole time. I gave it 5 days. Call back. And they're like, yeah, we'll call you back. And then for like 2 more days, I don't hear shit. So I call him back again. And they're like, yeah, well, whoever wrote your number down, we actually called you like 3 days ago. And whoever wrote your number down, like, wrote a 2 instead of a 7. So I was like, all right, well, what happened? The guy was like, oh, we're looking through now. And like drawing the voice out. Yeah, came back negative. And I was like, so we're good. He was like, yeah, it's nothing. Let it just go away. Right? But dude wrote me, funny story, dude wrote me a prescription for, was it herpes medication? Valtrex.
Valtrex. It's a cream?
Wrote me a Valtrex prescription and went, we're going to do the test, but get this anyway. Funny story, my mom just bought a house. We're moving out. This is like a month ago. We're moving out. She calls me into the room and she was like, you're not in trouble, but she's sitting there like looking tense. So I'm like, what the fuck? And then she's like, what the fuck is this? It's the prescription. And I'm like, I don't know. What is that? It looks like a prescription. She's like, do you know what that is? And I'm like, no. She's like, this is herpes medication. And she was like,
So he said it's negative, but
No. He wrote me the script anyway, so if it came back positive, I have it already.
So
it was just an old slip, right?
So they didn't run a test.
No, he did. He swabbed me and did a blood test.
Oh, okay.
But he still wrote a script anyway. But I never filled the script out.
It was an empty chamber.
There's
no hair in there.
Yeah,
I'm very confused.
No, I never filled the script out. My mom, this happened 4 years ago. My mom found that same script and thought I fucking had herpes. And then I was like, look at the date. And he wrote the year down, thank God. She was like, oh, wow, that was from that time. And I'm like, yeah, dude.
Remember I told you, mom, look at my fucking dick.
Yo.
Next time I say, look at my dick, you're not going to be asking about my Valtrex.
I didn't know what it was. I was like, what is this? Yo, thank God he wrote the year, because she probably think I was lying.
That's hilarious.
Then she would do the, pull your dick out. Pull your dick out.
Look at it, mom.
Look at it.
Oh my god.
But yeah, I always remember that, dude. Yeah, I'm a vertical shaver on Shaft, by the way, fellas.
You know, that reminds me, I also had a date, you know, and that was my theory that I would get a boner, you know, I was at the University of New Orleans and I was dating some girl, but whatever, whatever. So I got myself a boner, you know, to really get the pole nice and clean.
And I just cut it.
Ooh. Like, it was like, you know, I got a new blade because I always, when I go downstairs, I get a new blade. But it just caught, you know, I guess it was like the skin was a little wrinkly, you know. And I just was going, just like long strokes.
And it got stuck.
And it got stuck on the bottom and it just went zap.
Oh,
but it was
like
a paper thin cut. But it was, you know, like if you take a needle and you just go like this, like it's like a thin cut.
Yeah, but
it
stays.
It was for like it was like if I would get a bone there, then it would be much longer too. You know what I mean? It was like the worst place. It was like, what is your dick a pirate? You know what I mean? Like, it was in a fight. What is going on here?
Your dick got in a bar fight in Boston.
And like with the greatest of intentions, I'm trying to make it clean. I'm trying to keep it tidy, and then I just mangle it. You know.
Your dick looked like Bruce Willis at the end of every Die Hard.
With the blood coming out the nose.
He always gets the same fuck. My dad pointed that out. He was like, yo, this nigga be stay getting cut right above the eyebrow. And I'm like, yo, he does.
Yeah. And he's got that butterfly fucking band-aid.
Oh my god. It's
like, you know.
How many times are you gonna save the day, Bruce? Dude.
It does look cool though.
It does, not on a dick. that's the worst part. It's just like, if it's your dick, it's like...
I'm sorry, I don't know. My mom put these band-aids on. I think they look weird. I'm sorry.
Yo, oh my... Dude. A scar on your dick looks crazy. That's... It's kind of fucked up, too, when you think about it. It's like, yo, like, girls getting their clits pierced. And, like, you know, like, you don't ever really see it. God. You know what I mean? But, like... If you had, like, a Prince Albert and then you took it out, you just have holes in your dick. It's just holes in your dick. Like, I've seen a couple porns and I've been like,
I've seen a Prince Albert right in front of me. I went to Temple University my freshman year. And I don't know, my friend, I don't want to name his name, but we were drunk at a party and he goes, I do have one. I do it. Look! He takes it out and it was just like a freaking bar inside the pee hole and then down. And I'm like,
no,
I couldn't, if I, you know, that just sounds like the most fucked up, why would you, that
you
would
have to be
so
just
bad.
The biggest masochist of all time, like.
Yeah, right? It's like, you're a crazy person, why did you do that?
I would never pierce my dick, God. People get their dick tattooed. Seen that?
Yeah.
People get like, there's one dude like tattooed a face on the head of his dick, so like when he came, it just looked like it was puking.
I do a bit about a guy who has a dragon cock, you know, like he has a tattoo of a dragon kind of cock, so every time he gets a bone or gets aroused, he's got to do the whole dragon routine, like it rises in the night, you know, like. And then, like, can you imagine being married to that guy? Like, after 20 years, she's just like, fucking, I'm going to slay this dragon.
You can't.
Stab this one. I'm tired of looking at this fucking thing.
Yo.
Why would you? It's just like, it doesn't look. I don't know where you stand on this. I'm really not into girls with tattoos, especially, like, tattoos on their boobs or tattoos. It's like, ruin the boob.
No, I like it if you go about it a certain way. Like, I've seen.
There's a psychology to hold.
Like, for instance, like, it depends, like, there's certain girls that know that, like, there's certain parts of their body that I think they thrive on, but they know not to do too much. Like, I've met girls, you know, I've hooked up with a few girls that had some dope tats. Like, one has, like, it's like lettering, but it's like around the cuff of, like, where her boob drops.
Right.
But it's like old English font, but it's like right around, like it looks dope.
Right.
Like, but if somebody like has,
so you're
the
saying
whole,
on the under of the boob.
It's on the under. I've seen girls go around like areola, like around the areola type of tattoo, like real little fine little tattoo, and I'd be like, that's dope. But like,
you know, Miley Cyrus has something here.
Yeah.
And that doesn't, well, you know, I've seen a couple of her nudie photos, you know. It doesn't bother me too much because I feel like the whole tit is untapped.
Yeah, if you're tattooing the whole titty, it's like...
Oh, look at this beautiful mountain range. Is it better if there's a fucking oil slick down the side of it? No, it's definitely not.
Flames on? Yeah, the only way you can tattoo your titties is if you're Samoan. You know what I mean?
Right. Like, and you're just standing naked.
Yeah,
and there's
something
just...
tribal. Yeah, something tribal, you can get the whole tit. But like, yeah, if you were born in America, you work a 9-to-5 or you're making tips, there's no reason why you should have the entire tit. Like, yeah.
For me, it would be a deal breaker too if a girl like has a nipple rings.
I'm like nipple rings.
That's a deal breaker. Can I suck this titty without a fucking issue?
Yeah, you know what I mean? It's fine.
Well, I'm gonna get stuck in my teeth or get at it. Get out of here.
Nah, it's okay. It's
baby wants his milk.
Nah, I know what you mean, but like, it's alright. It's not terrible. You know what I mean? It's like
It's like, okay, suck this titty. Now there's a Lego on top. Yeah, what's better? Like, definitely the normal titty. There's a little two-prong Lego on it, like a You step on a Lego, it's unpleasant. Get that off my titties, bro.
Get off the titties. It's got like a taste, like a metallic taste, you know what I mean? Like, that's the first time I ever like sucked a tit and like felt like I was just like licking like a parking meter. You know what I mean? Like that. Then it gets weird.
It's a trailer hitch.
It depends which one they have though. If they have like the little bar, like that's cool. I could do the little bar, but like if you got the bar with the beads.
Yeah.
Because like I'm also still like a fucking kid at heart. Like part of me just wants to like keep twisting it. And I know it's a tit. You can't just do that.
So then if you twist it up a couple times, then you let go, it'll go zzz.
Yeah, dude. Like, and like, when you get your tits stuck in something, like, I've seen, like I've, like, been in the room just, like, girls taking their shirts off, and it gets stuck on the tit, and then, like, it hurts. Like, and, like, you see them jerk.
Yeah.
And it takes everything in me not to laugh every fucking time. Because it's like, dude, this is on your body. You know it's fucking there. Like, why is this?
Yeah.
Yeah, this one chick, she almost ripped her fucking nipple. I was ripped the nipple off, and I didn't know what to do. I started laughing. And I was like, "Yo, I'm sorry." Like, I just
this you is... were in bed with her.
I was in the bed already. She was like taking her stuff off, and like, yeah, like,
her nipple ring caught her bra and pulled.
Caught her shirt.
Okay.
She wasn't even wearing a bra with this shirt. She just went to like unbutton it and take it off, and yeah, it just stuck to like I guess the eyelet.
The hole in
the fucking shirt, yeah. And like. The way she went with it, too. Like,
she pulled it hard.
She pulled it, but tried to go with it, too. So it was less, but it's like, it's too late, man. It's like, yanked it.
Did she start
like,
bleeding or whatever?
Nah, she was fine.
It just stretched it out?
Yeah, she was fine, you know, just being all dramatic and shit. But
it's like, that's an issue that you don't have to have. You could have normal titties and that, you know.
Yeah, dude.
I don't think they're going to go out of style anytime soon, normal titties.
Nah, never. Do you like plastic, like fake tits?
Not at all.
You don't like fake tits?
Not at all.
Not even like the realistic looking jobs. No, I've seen some good jobs.
I know, but it's like I know where. Like I look at a tit that's got a boob job. I just know it's like this is the real part, and then this is the fake part, and then this is. You know, you can.
That would really bother you?
I don't like them.
No? Okay.
Because then there's always gonna be a scar associated with that. Like even if it's on the
real little one, probably.
Or, I don't know.
No, it's real dope though. They glow in the dark, like.
Oh,
like,
I've seen
if you
those.
Put a yeah, if you put just a light, if you put a light behind her tit, like you could see the actual like implants. Pretty
yeah,
funny.
Exactly. You can feel them too. I'm not into
yeah, dude. Yeah, fake. I'm gonna be honest, dude. I think fake tits, fake ass. I'm for them.
For them. You're like modded out.
Yeah, man. Put just a spoiler like, on my Civic. I don't
get the spinners. Go for it.
Spinners, tinted windows.
But just like I'm like horrified at the prospect of, you know. Having a bar through my dick, like, have you ever seen like a nose job procedure? Have you ever seen like what the surgeries look like when they do a tummy tuck and this and that? It's like they are cutting meat with like a fucking saw at a certain point.
It looks disgusting.
And then they staple it to this side, and it's like you would voluntarily go for that?
This girl shows me like this Snapchat of like this like I guess he's like a famous plastic surgeon or something, but like the surgery that they all go through and stuff, it's like it's gruesome. Like I don't really know what to like.
It looks like the you ever see the Japanese fish market, you know, where the big tuna comes in and then they chop it up and then they auction it off. Bro. It's like you're just on this thing and they're just packing it like
that's what I'm saying, like that must be how like lobsters feel at Red Lobster, like looking through the glass and seeing their homies just get eaten. Like when I watch surgery videos, like it's the same exact thing. Like it's like I'm like, ugh, like I could feel it happening to me. And I'm like, nah, man.
Because I got a big nose. You know, I was like, hey, maybe I'll get a nose job. You know what I mean? I don't know. Narcissism. I lived in L.A. for a while. And then I saw this thing where they cut. It was like they cut here. I don't know what that's called. The space between the nostrils, right?
Yeah.
And then they cut. And then they took a hammer. And they were going, kink, 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 kink.
Fuck that.
And it's like, what the fuck?
Fuck that.
You're going to go under. Like, I was like, oh, how did they do it? I was like picturing like a hole punch. They like put a hole punch in there and like take some meat out and then push it down. I didn't know what the fuck they were doing.
Dude.
But when I saw the hammer and the chisel, I'm like, no thanks.
Nah, man. Like you don't fuck with your face. Like Bill Burr said, you don't fuck with your face, man. Like what you were born with is what you were born with, unless it's something to correct something.
Yeah.
I think so. But if you just
like
think
those cleft palates or something like that.
Yeah,
like a dog bite.
Yeah, a dog bite. If you've got molars growing out the roof of your mouth, you know what I mean? Like whatever. Or a butt chin. Like you know what I mean? Like it's like
Yeah.
Dude, it's not like and dude, cleft chins aren't even bad. Like it's like, if you've got a mean butt, like if like if your chin thick as hell, like yeah, get out of there. But like,
you're gonna, if you're in the corporation and you're the vice president, you're gonna be the president pretty soon if you got a strong butt chin.
It's oh, like, dude, butt
chin. They just look between it and go, this guy knows what he's doing.
Dude, I saw a butt chin so serious and so butt chinny. Like dude, it was. You ever see how they draw dog bones in cartoons? Like that. And literally just three. Just on his dude's chin.
It's like penetrable by most.
it almost looks like balls. Like, you're just like, dude, like, what the fuck? Like, I couldn't look away. Like, that, go for it by all means, my guy. But, like, if you're a fucking seven, be a seven, bro. There's a lot worse. There's a lot worse out there. You know what I mean? Like, dude, there's makeup now.
I remember, speaking of butt chins, you know, you ever see a really cute girl with dimples that are like heart, like fuckable dimples? You know what I mean? They're like in there.
Oh, yeah, like the big, like black China dimples. Like
sometimes that works. It just depends on the symmetry.
Nah,
you're not
man.
Into dimples?
Natural ones, yeah. That's why I take your natural tank.
I'm saying natural. Sometimes it's cute, you know.
Depends on what's going on. You know what it is. I'm a fake body guy. You're a fake face guy.
No.
You want natural body, fake face?
All real. Okay. I like hotties.
Okay. Yeah. Same. Yeah. That's about right.
I'm a simple man.
Simple. But not like, yo. There's some girls that have fucked themselves up, dude. Like. Look at Lil' Kim. She was fine.
Yeah. There's like, you get the one surgery and it's like, okay, that's it. Like, stop there.
It never stops.
And then you
stops,
go, okay,
dude.
Now four in, now you're a cat.
Same with Rachel. Yeah.
Now you're just a cat person.
Bro, like, you seen like what Rachel Dolezal looks like now?
Oh, no, I haven't.
Oh, it's insane.
Oh, she's going for it?
Yeah, dude, Big J and like Soder looked at, like made fun of it.
Does she look like Caitlyn Jenner now? Yeah.
It's bad. Like, imagine, like, it's like big ass fake titties that, like, don't even, like, I, it just doesn't look good. Like, and it's the I'm competing to bodybuild tan. Like, the
real dark brown.
We're not even talking tiger orange. Right. We're going burnt sienna.
She's like, okay, I know you're born white and you're transracial, but you're not red bone. You know what I'm saying? Like, take it down a shade.
No, she really went for it. Like,
she's like in blackface.
Yeah, from 50 yards away, you would think black. Like, from like 50 yards away.
Yeah.
And I'm talking like regulation.
And then when you're 5 feet away, what are you saying?
What the fuck happened? Like, I don't...
Am I getting abducted right now?
Dude,
who are you?
It's wild. Yeah. Like, and that's got to be something. It's got to be, like, body dysmorphia. Like, that's got to be, like, a case of body dysmorphia. Like, I feel like people that go that far are people with body dysmorphia, but they have money. You know what I mean? Like,
do you think that she's, like, doing minority jiu-jitsu? It's like she's raised a rich white lady. She wanted the street cred of... You know, hanging with the brothers and the sisters. And
she
did,
went
like,
far, dude. She infiltrated the NAACP.
Yeah.
She's president in some chapter of the NAACP.
And then she was like, as a colored person, I think this. And people are like, no, you're not. And then, you know, that's what happened with Woody Allen, right? They're like, you're taking pictures of your adopted daughter, you know?
Yeah.
And he's like, no, my wife. And people are like, what? And so I think she got called out on something so publicly that she was like,
wrong answer,
you know what?
Too.
I am black.
But she's doubling. And now, she's doubling down.
Yeah.
Now. Like, now she looks like she sells incense.
She's taking like tar baths every night.
Bruh, it's
like soaking it in. Was that racist?
Yeah, no, not at all. No, she's really trying. Yeah. Like, she's trying to make herself a locked character. And it's like, not like, it's not working, dude. Like, same thing. Like, there's also another dude. It's like a white dude that identifies as like a Filipino woman.
I saw that guy. Yeah.
What the?
Oh my god. He's like, oh, I really like Filipino culture. I like pho. Okay, I like Filipino food too.
Doesn't mean you're Filipino.
I'm not from the Philippines. I'm from Jersey. I'm some kind of white person. I haven't looked it up.
I wonder what his, like, Filipino starter kit is, dude.
You see that guy's hair is, like, really long hair and...
he's really trying, dude. Like,
but, like, I would say, like, okay, you can't be a Filipino woman. Okay, I'm sorry. Just focus on trying to be a woman.
A woman, yeah, man.
Right? If you want to wear a little kimono or something, that's cute or whatever, but, like, just focus on being the best woman. Because if you try to do two things, it's like, I'm a rhinoceros, but I'm also a dog. It's like, what are you doing? Like, you know what I mean?
You're confusing everyone. That, and also, I think when you really inherently try to make yourself something that you know you aren't, it almost starts to become a caricature of what you think it is, which isn't bad, which isn't good. Like, it's not good at all. Like, that's when it starts getting weird, where you're like, all right, like, because intentions could be so misread if presented the wrong way. Yeah. And I think that a lot of, like, people are really starting to, like, kind of just get away with, like just straight up, just, like, some racist shit. Like, I could literally, like, be like, yo, tomorrow, yo, I identify as a Filipino woman, right? And then just start doing everything in my head that I think Filipino women
do. Right, right.
It's probably not going to be good.
You're playing a racist caricature.
Yeah, dude. Like, and I don't know how long you could get away with that.
Now me take a bath. Now I'm going to eat the noodle.
What are you doing?
You're from Ohio.
No, I'm not.
And then I give you tea.
It's like, yo, what are you doing? You have a couple green jasmine teas.
So it's like,
man,
he doesn't even speak Filipino, I don't think. I think he just does, like, he's just kind of feminine and likes their culture. But it's like,
yo,
makes you like an anime dork. It doesn't make you like a transracial.
Be a cosplayer at that point. Yeah. Like, you know what I mean? Dress up as your favorite anime, but don't sit there and be like, yo, I am now a Filipino woman. Like, yo, people fucked up out here. All
right, maybe we should hit the mic. Then you want to go do your meeting or something.
Yeah, man. We're going to do this mic, catch this bomb on my behalf. And, I don't know. Go to a fucking work meeting, you know. And by the way, sorry. Shouts out to Ali May for putting me on a killer show tonight. But I couldn't do it because, I have a mandatory meeting. And it sounded like my
work
job
meeting
was at stake. So, yeah.
Yeah, it's like you gotta make those tough choices sometimes between comedy and the real world, you know?
Yeah, I was like, damn, like, pick your battles wisely. You know?
All right, this has been another episode of Highway Motherfucker Diary with Alex Nicholas.
Hey, man, I had a fun time.
Hey, later.